Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Nice and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. If you're tuning in for the first time tonight, well, lucky you, because we've got a great show for you tonight. And also, we've got 8 years of archives, so go check out latalkradio.com/max, where you can get 8 years of amazing shows. Everyone from Lisa Lampanelli to Jackie Collins, to The Housewives, to Orange is the New Black, to Gurus, to Inspirers, to you, my callers, my listeners. I thank you for joining us tonight. Well, speaking of tonight, how was your week? There's been going so much stuff on in the ethers, and I can't even think about how to articulate it because it's just nonsense. So I hope you're not tuning in to the news. Because if you have been, and I know you have been because you've been tweeting me, all I can say is be still and know. And just listen to your truth rather than the media. And do what's right for you. But tonight we've got a great show because we have a very special guest. You know, we search high and low to bring people that will inspire you, that will help you take life to the max, that will help you think, that will help you really just be who you're supposed to be, your authentic self, and to consciously create. You know, we have Gordana Biernat on often at My Power Talk on Twitter, and we always talk about consciously creating. And I hope that you've tapped into it, because abundance is yours. It really is. And just tap into it. There's so much abundance everywhere we go in this life. You know, I was just walking outside earlier, and I have this really great frangipani tree. I'm looking at it, and there's all of these blossoms. And not one or two, but there's abundance of blossoms, and they're just growing on the trees. And the fragrance are so rich. And I'm thinking, how beautiful it is to have nature really at our back door. Well, such is life. If you take a moment and you think about it, and if you look about what's going on just around you. So on that note, I've got to tell you about our guest tonight, Nandaji, amazing guest. Nandaji shares the rare wisdom and teachings of the seldom revealed source of yogic wisdom of the Shida sages, the liberated mystics of South India. After years of seeking, quote-unquote, wholeness through connection with the inner world, Nandaji woke up to understand his highest purpose, to uplift humanity in consciousness. One of the fruits of his journeys are offered in the book, Mastery of Consciousness, which we're going to talk about tonight. And this is a quote from Nandaji himself, but he's going to be here shortly to tell us. When we awaken the inner lamp, we liberate ourselves to the grace of our own wisdom, our inner guru, and we connect to the grace of an ancient lineage of gurus. When awakened, we shine our unique genius, enabling us to be the master in our heart's calling. With consciousness, we tap into the grace of yoga, called yogam. Yogam means tapping into ever-present, abundant, and harmonious realities. Knowing our highest purpose, being inspired, being in good health, and being like the sun, whole and radiating. Nandaji envisions a humanity awakened through yogic wisdom, enterprise, and community. He is the founder of the Three Visions of the Temple Aravind Temple, and you can find him online. Yes, you can. Go right now to Nandi, Nandhi.com. The book that we're going to be talking about tonight, Mastery of Consciousness, Awaken the Inner Prophet. Do you believe you're a prophet? Well, I do. And what I believe is that we're going to have a beautiful song right now from one of my best friends, Sharon Agati, who's in London right now, probably sleeping, or maybe she's up and meditating. But Sharon Gattal, you remember from the Real World London back on MTV. I know it's Sunday, but we're going to talk about a flashback Friday on Sunday. But Sharon Agati is a dear friend of mine, and the song, Lead Me to the Water, tonight on Max and Friends, I believe, will really tap you into the spirit. And it will get you into that place where you can just chill out, be still, enjoy the show, Take notes, because when we're back from Lead Me to the Water, Nandaji will be joining me, and this is going to be a life class on Max and Friends. So right now, Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati. Is the song. Sharon Agati is the singer. You can go to SoundCloud right now. I will tweet it, and you all know who she is. Speaking of tweeting, tweet me at Max Tucci. You can always find me there. And there we can communicate. We can be one together. Well, we've got some more music coming along the show, but right now, I really am so, I'm humbled, I'm honored, I'm blessed, and so are all of you to be able to partake in tonight's show. The show is really going to help you. It's going to give you the understanding of consciousness and how to attain consciousness. And also, there's some really greatness happening in the show. There's going to be three mystic yogic tips to enhance our reality. It's a gift from my guest. And please welcome, right now, to Max and Friends, Nandaji. Namaste and welcome to the show.
Namaste, Divine Brother. Thank you. It's such an honor to be here with you. And it's such an honor to connect with each one of us here. Gratitude. Thank you.
It's an honor, indeed it is. And, you know, what I love about Max and Friends is that we have the ability to connect not only to our friends in Los Angeles, but friends internationally too. So we have a great international listenership that's tuning in because they want to know. They want to know about your book, What is Consciousness? That's not your book, but they want to know what is consciousness, and they want to know about your book, which is The Mastery of Consciousness, Awaken the Inner Prophet. So let's start right now with just a little bit about your life and when the divine entered your life.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. All of us, within each one of us, we all know there's a seeking for happiness. In my case, the seeking for that happiness was in the form of intense loneliness. And through my school, I was wondering where to seek and how to seek it, and where was the truth. So when I was 14 years old, I attempted to write a book, and the book was called God. And I realized that for all the innermost experiences I had, I needed that door open. And much later, when as a young adult, age 26, I had this mystical meeting with my first guru, who took me through my death initiation. And when he took me through my death initiation, I woke up. I woke up to that small, beautiful light within myself that I thought was God. And that light became bigger and bigger and bigger until it became my soul. And until I realized I was this vast soul inside this body. And from that moment onward, my journey as a yogi began. So this is one part of my journey. And and I realize now, being here at this moment, that here I am as a yogi in the active realities, unfolding the intent of consciousness. And that intent of consciousness is, how about humanity awakening to its primal calling of that light, the space from where we can all think from, and that space from where we can think from as consciousness means all the goodness that we could dream about in peace, harmony, abundance. So it's joyful to be here with each one of us here in this active life, imparting the experience of the spirit, having the human experience, and understanding that this is the truth of each of us, the truth within each one of us, and the truth of life, and that is attainment of consciousness. So it's wonderful, it's so joyful that we are connecting now.
It is joyful. And, you know, for those who are connecting for the first time, and we give them words like guru, we give them words of awakening, we give them words of God and the divine. Let's explain to them, for you, what is the meaning of the divine?
The mind by itself is memory, is the thinking process. And then there is the source, the void, that we call, and we call God in all the names. And then the namelessness. So that vast source connect is God. God could be called in so many ways, in awe, have no name at all. And in this infinity, there is an energy field, and this energy field of grace, and that energy field of grace is the divine.
It is the divine. And this moment is divine, and that I know for sure. And I'm glad that everyone's tuning in tonight. The book that we're going to be talking about, Mastery of Consciousness, Awaken the Inner Prophet. So what does it mean to awaken the inner prophet?
Yes. Every reality we create is from thought. And it's from the mind. When we understand that the mind is our tool, and we are, as a spirit, able to take the mind or recreate the mind from a higher perch, from a higher place, thought gains potency. The realities we create is magnificent. It's like when we say, okay, what would it mean in case every single thought of yours will come true, you know it, and what would you think about? So you would rather want to climb up to the highest place, because whatever we seek is going to come true. So let it be from the highest of the highest. Let it be from a place where it's totally in alignment with source, with harmony, with all the goodness. And now when we are able to align from this higher place, this is the mastery of consciousness, where we have broken free of limits, limits of the mind, limits of the body, and limits and circumstances. It's like stepping outside the box to redefine whom we are and what is it that we seek in our life.
So everyone has the question, who am I? Are you proposed
Absolutely.
That question? We always
it's a
hear.
Powerful question. It's a very powerful question to ask, who am I? Because ultimately, when we come to the place to understand that we are that spirit that is having the human experience, we need to ask who the spirit is. And then we understand that we are the representation of source, God, infinity, void. And now, if we are that, we are also the collective total of intent of all the masters of consciousness too, the we. In other words, if we can take a few steps back and see it, like, let's assume we are invoking Christ to be with us in our prayers. Imagine the potency of each thought given by Christ. Imagine if this space was with all the masters of light that we were invoking. Imagine the potency of each thought. That's the we. So the I am experience really is the we, awakening to be the we, awakening to receive all the divine energies in the intent of consciousness.
Now, what does consciousness mean to you?
Yes, it's a good question. Where we think from, the bed source of where our thought comes from, is consciousness. So when we wake up, we realize our thoughts are from a higher place. And that higher place is where I would say is what is consciousness.
Now, I want to talk, because you've had quite a journey thus far, and you have this incredible book, The Mastery of Consciousness, Awaken the Inner Prophet. Give us the backstory of how this book came about.
Oh, yes, I'd love to. I'd love to talk about this. It's, see, after I had this wake-up experience with my guru, you know, when he took me to this wake-up experience from my death, it was not just going through the motion of it. It was going through the experience of pain and the suffering and the experience of death in several different lifetimes. And the wisdom behind that was to understand that I needed to awaken to my wholeness. And that wholeness was within me. And so I took off as a yogi to seek solitude, to do pilgrimages through caves, through shrines, through forests in South India. And my life now became, in a way, very beautiful because there it was that I was going deeper and deeper and deeper, expanding my wholeness until I met three sages in the cave in the mountain, the sacred mountains of Thiruvannamalai. Now, these three sages were to walk all the way from South India, all the way up to North India the very next day. So the guru of the cave, the master of the cave, came and told me, my guru and his two other friends have come, and they have not spoken for over 20 years. If you go and ask them any question, they might respond back to you. So I went to these three sages and mentioned to these three sages. Because at that time, I was going through a warlike situation of challenges in my physical realities. After I woke up, everything that I had me had as me and mine had dissolved away, and there I was in a very challenging situation. So I asked these three sages, I said, Swamijis and Gurujis, when I am here, I feel very peaceful. When I do my yoga here, I feel very peaceful. I feel good. But downstairs, in human reality, it's war. What is the form of yoga that I must teach or I must do for myself downstairs, in the midst of humanity, in active life? For a long time, there was silence. They did not respond back to me. Instead, one of the sages looked at me and said, what use is this silence if it cannot help humanity? I will break the silence to speak to you and address what you have asked. And then there was a flow of energy. And what he was saying was something I had never heard before in those dimensions at which he was speaking. And each sentence of his was like seeds being planted inside me. That even today, so many years later, I still feel the wisdom of some of those words that he spoke. But at the end of it, he looked at me and the other two sages looked at me very intently. And they said, we would like to gift you anything that you desire, ask for it and it shall be yours. So I thought for a moment and then I started laughing and I told these sages, what use is it for me to ask you for something that you are not going to give me anyway? They said, no, 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 you don't trust us. We are going to be walking all the way from Thiruvannamalai, South India, to the Himalayas by foot. And anything you desire, we can make it happen. You want to be the prime minister of a country, we can make that happen. Or you want to be the richest person here or wherever, we could make that happen. Ask for it and we would give it to you. So I said, okay, then give me the wisdom behind your silence. That's the only thing I desire. They said, no, 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 you could ask for anything else to enjoy this life. I said, that, if I have that, I would enjoy my life. I would know I have everything if I have the wisdom behind your silence. And then they said, now we know why we broke our silence to speak to you. You are that divine child. And with that, I could feel all the energies of the earth coming within me as a blessing that I would carry. And that energy field shifted me to several layers in my own inner journey. And when I wrote the book, Mastery of Consciousness, I could feel that I was connecting to this experience of mine with the three sages, and then, of course, all my gurus. My first guru was Bhairava Sekhar Swami, a powerful, beautiful being whose life is in doing charity work. Then there was a Siddha sage, Raja Swami, who took me up to teach me, and he comes from he represents the ancient lineage of the Siddhas. The Siddhas are the mystic sages whose teachings have never really come out to humanity. It's for the first time these mantras are actually coming out to humanity through my music and the books. And so that was Siddha Rajaswami. There was also my Guru Aya, who meditated for 18 years, drinking just a cup of milk a day up in the caves in the mountain. And then he came down, and now he's in his village, meditating again. So in total, it's his 24th year of unbroken meditation. So all these beings who opened the doors of consciousness for me blessed me with the knowing. And that knowing is that innermost dance within the beingness. And that dance of light is consciousness. And that is the book, Mastery of Consciousness, where the first part is a brief story about me, autobiography. The next is the Consciousness Sutras, 108 Consciousness Sutras. So when we see human reality to where it is, every one of us see human reality as a kaleidoscope. Not a single day is the same, and yet there are so many permutations and combinations within it. Now, how would we transform our challenges to opportunities? How would we each day be able to awaken to the mastery of consciousness so to align the magnificent realities? That's the 108 Sutras of Consciousness.
And we're going to talk about those tonight. But what I want to talk to you about real quick, because we're going to actually play some of your music tonight here on Max and Friends. For those of you who are just tuning in to Max and Friends, welcome to the show. My guest is Nandaji. If you go right now to his website, which is nandhi.com, you'll learn more about him. The book, Mastery of Consciousness, Awaken the Inner Prophet. Tonight here on Max and Friends, we're really going to give you a journey, a life class. We're glad that you're joining us tonight because you could be doing a million other things. But for some reason, the synchronicity and the frequency of life brought you to LA Talk Radio, and for that I'm grateful. So, you know, we were talking about gurus, and you were also talking about your journey. But what I want to ask you is, for people who are tuning in tonight, you know, and the word guru now is being thrown around so easily, what is the definition of guru, and what does it really mean to you?
Yes. Actually, the guru really means the from where the thought comes from is the guru. So there are, you know, the first definition of the guru is our mind is the guru, from where the thought comes from. But there are actually five different dimensions of gurus. The first guru is our own breath. The left breath and the right breath is our guru. The next guru is our father and mother, the first beings who opened the doors of thought and intellect to us. Then comes the next guru who opens us to the doors of wisdom. Like when you're reading the Bible, Christ comes as a guru. When we seek the divine in the human is the guru who awakens our inner guru. That's the fourth guru is the guru within ourselves that we awaken, and that's consciousness. Now when we are awake, life is a guru. Every reality is a guru. Everything around us is the guru. So these are the five gurus that essentially is within each one of us in the realization of consciousness.
You know, and it's funny because when people have friends that I have and what they say, I'm a guru. And when there's friends around us, they're like, whatever, what does that even mean? You know, and they automatically bring the judgment of the word guru because to them, it seems so unattainable. So these five gurus are attainable because they're a self. Would that be correct? Or around yourself?
Absolutely. And that's what it is. You see, ultimately, if we are awake, awake really means, are we source connected every moment? Is our breath coming from awareness? Is every thought of us, is it from the spirit having that human experience, utilizing the mind for its perfection, utilizing the mind for its alignment. So from here, we are in reality flowing with consciousness. And that is grace. And that, I would say, is the Guru's grace. So when we meditate, for instance, we are tapping into that infinite, in the power of infinity.
It sounds like, to me, your next book, The Guru's Grace. It's a great title. But, you know, there's so many facets to you, from music to your teachings to yoga. But you also have an album, and we're going to play a song tonight from your mantras. And the song that we're going to play, on the mantra we're going to play, is Vel Vel Muruga. So tell us about that and how you created the sound in this fascinating and really captivating song.
Oh, actually, you chose a very important song to be played, because see, there was a time, thousands and thousands of years ago, when humanity was one, and that oneness was when we were awake as the cosmic children. And that awake state of being the cosmic child is depicted as in the six-pointed star, which is the common thread through all religions. So the moment we awaken ourselves to understand, hey, I am the divine daughter or the divine son, I am the divine child, now we also awaken to a primal purpose. And when we are awakened to a primal purpose, our inner fires are awake in the form of inspiration. We tap into the genius of the supermind called Surya. And that is all this experience of beingness is through the mantra energy, Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga. Vel Vel Muruga is the Mother Kundalini awake. Vel Vel Muruga, that it's like a spear, it's like a spear that has risen up all the way from the roots, all the way up above. Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga. Vetri Vel Muruga is that light conquers, that light of consciousness is the enterprise, is the energy, the vast energy and the genius that we're allowing to flow through our reality. So that's the song that you're going to play, Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga. That's the mantra chant within it.
And we're going to let the energy rise tonight here on Max and Friends with my guest, Nandaji, and the song, Vel Vel Muruga. Let it just resonate and hold on to it. And when we're back, get ready, because you're going to take some notes on how you can open up and master your consciousness. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. But right now, Vel Vel Muruga. We'll be right back.
Vetri Vel Muruga, Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga, Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga,
Vel Vel Muruga, Vel Vel Muruga, Vel Vel Muruga, Vel Vel Muruga, Vel Vel Muruga.
el Murga.
That was Vel Vel Murega. I hope that that really resonated in your spirit as much as it did in mine. You know, I heard the song earlier today, and it was just absolutely, it resonated so much to me. There was a bunch of songs that my guest Nandiji sent me today, and that one just was like, this is it. This is what my listeners have to hear. So I'm so grateful for that. Thank you so much, Nandiji, for allowing us to be part of your mantra.
You know, thank you. You inspire me by saying, you know, like by receiving this energy. It's all energy. Mantra is energy. Mantra is grace that is transmitted through resonance to reach each of us. And it is the blessings of my gurus. So I'm grateful that we are all connecting.
You know, gratitude is what brings us together. And I'm so grateful that you're here. Now, you say the word energy. And especially now, in these moments, especially, the Western world is catching on to vibrations and energy. And, you know, they've played with it for years and years. But now I see this shift of energy happening. What does energy mean to you? And what is this shift that's happening?
Yes, there is the energy of the grass energy within which we work with. And then there's the subtle energy. The subtle energy is, for instance, when we meditate, we shift our own vibratory fields and we align ourselves to the vibratory fields of source and harmony. And that shift is the energy frequencies is a very important requirement for each one of us as to what energy field, where, which energy field we wish to be in. We have this choice. The choice above to be in the higher vibratory field means being in the now, resonating to the states of joy. This is why God, Source, Lord Shiva, was mentioned by the yogis as Satchidananda. Satchidananda means being the form of bliss. That's a yogi. That's being a yogi. Being the form of bliss.
What does bliss mean to you? Define bliss.
Bliss means happiness for no reason. And happiness for all the reason. States of perpetuality of joy.
Joy is now, and I believe it to be true that joy is already in us. We just have to let it bubble out. But I want to talk about your book, Mastery of Consciousness, Awaken the Inner Prophet. Now, how does attainment of consciousness help an individual and humanity?
There are beings, masters, who furthered humanity, who took humanity beyond the frontiers, from Benjamin Franklin to Abraham Lincoln to Mahatma Gandhi, Rumi, Einstein, and all these beings these masters who took humanity to the next level, all had one thing in common, and that was the super mind state. That state of mind was called Turiya by our sages. And in attainment of the state of Turiya, we each become the master in our own uniqueness. And that's what it does to ourselves first, because now we come to the knowing, and if we know, why on earth am I here? What is it that I am here to do? Almost in the moment we have now woken up the energies of inspiration and focus and passion, and these three lead to the genius, and then we each shine as to the highest purpose as to why we are here. Now, when we shine, we simply shine as the sun. The sun itself never knew darkness. And being the sun, being whole, means planets go around us. Our planets are our own thoughts and our desires go around us. We do not go around anything else. We are the sun, simply shining and being. And in this process, by just being, we are also flowing as consciousness for collective humanity. And humanity naturally uplifts itself as each of us awaken.
That was such a beautiful moment, because I absolutely visualized all of us being the sun and just radiating love and joy. And I think that's really the purpose of why we're here. We just want to obtain so much more, except for the moment and right now, and just to be happy. But there's 108 consciousness sutras. Obviously, we can't talk about all 108 of them, but we can talk about some of them here at Sunetta, Max, and Friends. My guest, Nandaji, we're in this moment of divinity right now because you're a part of it as well. So I'm grateful you're tuning in to Max and Friends. So right now, the 108 Consciousness Sutras, how to utilize it as tools to optimize each thought and master consciousness. Let's talk about one sutra tonight that can really we can use in this present moment. For those who, a lot of people, mantras are new, sutras are new. So what is one that we can give the audience that they could feel right now?
Okay. I was to give three yogic tips. Let me give the first yogic tip as the first sutra of mastery of consciousness. Now, in all religious teachings, the most religious teachings, there is a contradiction over here with regards to the root chakra. But from our Siddha perspective and from the perspective of being awake in the active, in leading an active life, we have come here for a purpose. We have all come here to move humanity to the next level. So take the case of Emperor Ashoka or Emperor Constantine. They were ruthless warriors before they woke up. And after they woke up, they utilize all that primal energy to shift humanity to the next level. So the first of the teachings, the first of the tip I would like, the first sutra, and I would also like that to be one of the first yogic tip I can give to each of us is this. Every moment, inhale deep from the roots. Hold the breath and expand your breath and lift yourself up. And come to the calm and breathe out to the entire length of your body. In other words, breathe in slowly from the roots, hold the inhale, lengthen your body, straighten your spine, and exhale very slowly. Every breath, be conscious of the root chakra and the straightening of the spine and the arising of the Mother Kundalini. Now, this particular sutra comes about with a sage, one of my gurus, who lived in the forest for over 16 years with tigers. This was in the tiger sanctuary. He would live there. He would go there often by himself. And I asked him this question. I knew that was the last time I would see him in the physical. So I asked him this question. I said, Swamiji, what is the benediction that you would like to give humanity? What are the words you would like to give as blessings to humanity? He said, awaken your roots. And awaken the roots, fulfill that human that you are, complete it. And as you complete it, you will understand that you will rise in the highest of wisdom and complete your human purpose. And you will uplift humanity in the process of doing so. So this is Consciousness Sutra number one. Awaken the roots. Now, this is the sutra I'd like to discuss. Of course, I would like to mention the two other yogic tips. If this is the right, if I could actually go ahead in mentioning that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
The two other yogic tips.
I would love it.
Okay. Now, the first is awaken the roots. The second is liberate yourself. Liberate yourself first from time. We are a slave of time. The only difference between an emperor and a slave is a slave does not own time. And time means we have 24 hours. So once a day, break free. And how do we break free? Light your inner lamp. Get a lamp, a physical lamp, a candle. Place it in the middle of a room in your house or wherever, but try to, if you have a larger space, if you want an altar space, have the center of the room, put a lamp. That's all you need, because when you light that lamp, you are manifesting a light within yourself. And when you manifest that light within yourself and go around it, that temple, mosque, church is inside you. And that light that you are lighting within represents your own guru, represents your own source connect. Call God any name you want. Be an atheist if you wish. But understand that that infinity, that void, that source, that God exists within each one of us. Light it. That's the second. Light your own lamp and walk around. Surrender. Surrender all the realities. Surrender it all to that light within. And this is the second dimension, lighting the lamp within. Okay, the first is understand the root chakra to hold enormous power for us, not only to complete ourselves, but also the empowerment of ourselves in the powers of passion, in the powers of enormity, enormous energy, and in the power of sustained focus. The second, light a lamp to invoke our own inner fire, our own Mother Kundalini, our own guru that climbs up as Mother Kundalini, straightening the lower back. Okay, that's the second. The third is receive blessings, be blessed. The single most important time for us is, it's like the domino time. You press that one domino, the small little domino, and all the other things keep happening good. And that happens when you wake up in the morning. Understand that before you begin to start working on your computer, before you start working on your phone, or before you read a newspaper, first, source, connect, and break into the wedge and set a daily morning ritual. And that morning ritual is climbing up in levels of consciousness and then addressing reality. Every day in the morning, create that morning ritual. And that morning ritual could be so simple. And that is, walk around the lamp, light your lamp, breathe in, breathe out, source connect. And in the source connect, if you have a mantra, go into the mantra energy, because the mantras are able to take your thought and make it one single thought and one single focus. And when your mind begins to start focusing on one single point, the infinity opens up. The realm of the no mind state opens up. And enter into the mind of the no mind state, which is the meditative mind, and attain bliss. Attain the perpetuality of joy. It's like a well of water, of joy springing out. Open that. And then get into the chores of the day. So in this way, we create a day, we create a reality by first seeing everything like a war general sitting on top of the mountain and looking at the scenery below, where even a sewer below looks beautiful. And a mountain or a hill still is very small when you're sitting on a mountain top looking at everything else. What you're looking at is you're sitting up, you're climbing up every day, up above the mind. You're sitting on the rooftop of your mind once a day. Step out to climb up to the rooftop of the mind and then begin the day. And now you are like an eagle flying, able to glide and cover vast distance. And yet, when you bring your focus, you are the genius. So these are the three tips I would like to share, I'm sharing with you.
I am so blessed you shared those tips with us tonight, because not only are we, it's a blessing to us to understand that sometimes just three simple steps in our life can manifest so much, that can put us into a space where we can consciously create a more beautiful life if someone's looking for that, or just to enjoy the moment that we're in right now. And the moment that we're in right now is the moment where we have to wrap this show up. But I'm so honored and grateful to have you be part of the show tonight. Nandaji, it's been such a blessing to have you here tonight. And I'm going to tweet after how people can get in touch with you, because I have a feeling that some people are going to want to get into this deeper. And would you come back on Max and Friends so we can talk more about mantras and how in life we should practice them more often?
It's such an honor, Divine Brother, such an honor. I just want to mention one more thing just to make sure that basically, there's so much, there's value in us coming together. And that is, in the morning when I was talking about the ritual, okay? This include this one more ritual, which is very important. It's a very simple ritual, and that is rub your palms together. And the first thing, the way to open the doors to consciousness is gratitude. So say a small prayer of gratitude and think of your left hand as your mother and your right hand as your father, and rub your palms together and feel every cell within ourselves wake up to gratitude. Thank you to your mother. Thank you to your father. Thank you to all the beings around you. Thank you to the Heavenly Father. Thank you to the Divine Goddess Mother. And connect it all into gratitude by rubbing your palms together. And then place your palms over your eyes and receive the blessings of your higher self to the reality that we are.
The reality that we are. And thank you, sometimes, I know for sure, is the biggest prayer. So I thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you with much gratitude for being here tonight on Max and Friends. You know, I always say no experience is ever wasted. Everything has meaning. And tonight's show, I hope, has a lot of meaning in your life. To understand fully and deeper about the show tonight and my guest, Nandaji, please visit latalkradio.com/Max. Join us every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Nandaji, what would you like to tell our listeners before you go?
Yes, these are times when we are seeing so much of the variables, from the darkness of ignorance to the light of consciousness springing up everywhere. And remember, when we wake up, it is so natural that we are all uplifting ourselves. So blossom, simply be.
Simply be.
And together, as a we, all that is good will happen.
It will happen. Together we rise. So shine on, my friends. I've got to wrap this show up. So I say unto you, good night, good karma, and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Good night, Nandaji. Thank you.